I think you've sort of got a deep voice in general, haven't you?
Sexy. Can't believe you recorded that. And welcome to the show. We're back. Who knows for how long? This is a healthy obsession.
The most inconsistent men in sports entertainment.
I think that's a good thing.
Is it?
Well, people are... Well, no, it's not a good thing, is it? Inconsistency in performance is the worst.
I was going to say, how is this a good thing?
You don't want an inconsistent performer.
You don't want an inconsistent performer, but also, right, especially in this the podcast game... People find other stuff to listen to. We're not that good.
They'll still come back.
Do you think so?
People will get the ding of... I don't know if you get a ding. Do you get notifications when a new pod is released?
Yeah, you just get a little thing from iTunes saying new episode available.
Oh, mate, everyone's going to see it and be like, oh, they're back.
Yeah, a little boner.
Yeah, get people excited again. If you always... I disagree with you. A lot of good podcasts...
I disagree with you as well.
A lot of good podcasts do take breaks.
Do they?
Yeah, do.
Well, all right. So we've not recorded.
They have seasons, like TV shows.
Right, mate. You know, yeah. Oh, you're a weatherman.
We're a season.
A seasonal show.
Right now, we're in winter.
What is wrong? All right, so it's the side note. It's freezing again.
Well, yeah, it's good. Phoenix can't make up his mind. It's 60 today, which also isn't freezing for anyone that's in anywhere.
It's freezing to me.
It is windy, though.
It's cold.
And it's going to be 95 this weekend.
Brilliant.
How's it go? Literally, what's that, 45 degrees hotter?
I just wonder why everyone's got a cold all the time.
Oh, my mind is the allergies.
Yeah, it's the allergy season, the big
dust,
time.
The dust last night.
I've been eating honey.
You know what's funny? I had a spoonful of honey this morning.
Yeah, that's not supposed to be the remedy. It doesn't fucking work, though.
No, didn't do it. I did a spoonful of honey, a spoonful of elderflower...
Elderberry.
Elderberry, not elderflower. Elderberry,
Well, I think the elderberry comes from the elderflower.
Does it?
That would be my guess.
I don't know. Elder something. So I've had a spoonful of that. I've taken 3 Benadryl. I've taken a nasal spray. I've got eye drops.
Ugh. See, I'm not as bad as that. You're just a junkie. You're an allergy medicine junkie.
I look like one of those superheroes with like laser eyeballs. And my eyes. Yeah. If I touch my eyes, I'm clawing them out like a raccoon.
I want to do that anyway, just being there.
Oh, it hurts. Well, I have that effect.
So you told me again that you missed me this week.
I knew you'd bring this back up.
Well, you did.
I don't think I did.
Just admit it.
I don't think I did. It is weird because I haven't talked to you probably in a while.
Well, you've been gone. What? Tell the world what you've been doing.
I've just been busy. Let's go with that.
Oh, busy.
Busy. I'm a busy man doing busy things.
You know what they say about busy men, don't you?
No ability to delegate. No ability to lead.
Organise.
No organisation. Yeah. You would say that.
Yeah, I'm not busy at all.
Famous last words, that.
I know, fuck. Eat shit.
You'd rather get slammed or fired.
What have you been working on?
All sorts. A lot of coaching, a lot of strategic planning in my world. So, yeah.
What does that mean?
Doesn't mean anything.
you're just saying corporate hype words.
Just throwing stuff
out
there.
To try and sound like you know what you're doing.
Working on, marketing plans and...
Synergy.
It's funny, because for someone who, I just sort of wing it and it works. So, yeah.
Yeah, but that's most of the world.
That is most of the world. I think so many people don't have a clue what they're doing.
Including people at the very top of the pyramid.
Except for the people running this podcast.
Yeah, they definitely know what they're doing.
We're on top of it.
But most people don't. From politicians to, corporate leaders, they're all bluffers. People that own football teams that are billionaires don't know what they're doing.
I'd love to own a football team.
Does that make you feel good? Does it make you feel like it's a big opportunity? Or do you just feel like you're bluffing as well, so you just stay out of the way?
But I'm not sure I'm ever going to own a professional football team.
Could you manage one?
Could I do it?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you just bluff your way, wouldn't you?
So
Daniel, listen, you're talking to me. Spurs chairman is Daniel Levy. So, yeah, I think I could do it.
So why don't you up the ante and start bluffing your way into some, like, pro stuff? So,
ownership.
I should come and hang out. No, no, no. I'll own the team. You be the manager.
You hurry up and get rich. And then you can buy a club.
All right.
Hire me. And I'll sink the club.
Wrexham are bleeding money.
Are they bleeding money?
Well, that's what he said, but I think it's full of shit.
Come on.
I think the team itself is probably losing money, but the money that they've made personally from the content deal with Netflix.
Not even that.
But like that money's not going through Wrexham.
Well, they must have so much equity in a club, because you think about what it was worth when they bought it and now what it's worth now. You could sell Wrexham for tenfold what it was bought for.
Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, I don't think yet.
You don't think so?
Not yet.
I don't know.
Ryan Reynolds just sold his mobile company.
A mobile?
Mint Mobile.
I didn't even hear a mobile company. I thought he did gin.
Yeah, that as well. Mint Mobile. He just sold to T-Mobile for like $4 billion.
As you do.
So he's all right.
Yeah.
So losing $3 million on Wrexham's like, you know, dropping
just
$3.
Just buy a club two leagues higher. Skip a couple steps.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Is that part of the pleasure?
I think it's part of the pleasure, but also they're smart because the story's a bit more quirky when it's Wrexham instead of going buying, like, you know, West Brom or something.
You wouldn't buy West Brom, would you?
No, who wants to buy West Brom?
Nobody.
Miserable.
Nobody.
That's probably the last football team I would ever want to own.
Nah, I wouldn't buy... Where's a really bad... I wouldn't buy Norwich. Yeah. Norwich would never get bought.
The lads that own Phoenix Rising bought Ipswich. Same thing, the same area.
Bought Ipswich.
Yeah, Norfolk. Fuck that.
Nice.
Have you ever been out there?
Norfolk?
Yeah.
Don't think I have.
It's the worst place in England to get to.
Yeah.
From Manchester, it takes like 8 hours to get there. And it's only about 100 miles.
As the crow flies.
Ah, God, it's brutal. I went on a bus once to Carrow Road and it was just horrible.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing attractive about it.
No, except for Partridge. He made me want to go to Norwich.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm.
If you don't know Partridge, Google it.
Look it up. Norfolk, Norfolk Knights. So what else has been happening? Are you feeling good about life? Are you feeling good about things in general? Give the people a bit of flavour of what you've been up to.
Well, you know what? It's easy to go, life isn't good sometimes. You can get stuck in that like rut of like, you're busy, you got things going on, it's difficult. But we're actually all right, aren't we?
We're more than all right.
We're all right.
You're like a Powerball winner.
Am I? Well,
you could be cleaning toilets at a school in wherever you're from.
Well, if you enjoy doing that, it might be the best job in the world.
Oh, someone enjoys
that? So that's
Do you think someone enjoys
that? Well, that's where I'm going with this. It's perspective, right?
Okay.
It's the perspective you put on things. So I think everything's good.
You could be in a war zone in Syria, for example.
Or sitting in your office doing a podcast.
It's the same. Well, I probably should say it's
not quite the same.
It's not the same as being in a war zone. All right, do you want to talk a little football? Yeah, so anyone that's tuning in, this is a Healthy Obsession brought to you by Small Goal Soccer. If you're new.
And a quick plug here for you, because I don't care about it.
But this means you definitely care.
But
you're,
I don't, do I? But you're...
Well, you are. Well, you just said it twice.
All right, well, I was just trying to plug your side businesses here, but you know what?
Go on then, give them some love.
No.
I'll plug it myself.
I was going to talk about your little United con. There's tickets. United are now officially announced to play in Las Vegas during Manchester United Convention, hosted by...
Manchester United Convention.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's a separate entity. I have many layers to this onion.
Right.
So no one's going to get me on this, like, you know, trying to sue me type thing.
But it does sound like a good little event. If I was a United fan, I might be interested.
You know what? We talked to a club and it was supposed to be Tottenham. And apparently Tottenham are backed out. Then it was supposed to be Arsenal. They backed out and it's now Dortmund. So anyone that's listening, unitedcon.com, we're going to be hosting Manchester United Convention. We teamed up with the club for it, which is massive. So my work when I was in England paid off, Tom.
Getting dragged into a meeting room.
Yeah.
What did you say? What did you do?
Lied through my teeth. And overpromised.
Well, time to deliver.
What would you say about the bluffing? I don't know. Put me anywhere on earth. I'll do it.
Bluffed his way to his own convention. I love it.
I bluffed Manchester United into coming to their own convention.
I hope they don't listen to this pod.
I'm just joking. It's real. It's a real thing. Yeah, Manchester United convention is coming up. Team USA is going to Germany.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, that.
Are you excited?
No, I've got massive FOMO because I'm not going. I've been the manager for the last, 4 years. And all of a sudden I'm out.
You were asked to resign.
I didn't even get fired.
You were asked to resign.
I didn't even get fired. Just nothing happened.
I put a press release saying it was mutual consent.
Mutual consent. Yeah. It wasn't mutual. And I need paying out.
You just got palmed off.
Who gets fired and doesn't even get a payout these didn't days in football? That's pathetic.
Tom's not going. Someone actually asked me the other day if you were going, and what's I had to tell them no.
No, he's going to be working a kids' camp in Payson. Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, I know. So Tom's going.
Oh, he'll be able to watch the games because we haven't got internet.
So Tom will be in the woods. Tom's not going, so hiding. We might have a chance of winning though.
Listen, we'll see what happens, eh?
We're going to play total football now. None of this long ball direct stuff anymore.
You're going to miss it.
Direct hurdle.
When your new little Ferrari football team from San Diego gives the ball away against the Romanians as 2-0 down after 5 minutes, you were going, Tom, come back, please.
You sound bitter.
I actually genuinely hope they do really well. I think I've built a good foundation for Team USA, and it's time for me to pass it on.
So, I think that's fair. I think you've given us a great foundation.
And if it falls apart, I'll be here to pick up the pieces, mate.
Thank you for all that you've done.
I'm like the Roy Hodgson. I'll come back out of retirement when you need me.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, you're like the equivalent. You're the small goal equivalent of Roy Hodgson.
Yeah, or maybe more Big Sam.
No, because he only managed for one game, the international team.
Fair point.
Roy Hodgson was at least in charge for a few years.
Done a couple, yeah.
Smallgoalsoccer.com for all the league stuff. What else we got going on?
I think that's it for now, mate.
For the shameless plugs.
That's it, yeah. You could have skipped this bit.
No, listen. You will listen and you will sign up for stuff.
Yes. So, back to pod stuff. So, football.
But there's been loads of stuff going on since we last spoke. Let's talk about the heavy hitting stuff first.
Go on.
Conte has finally left. We haven't spoken since this infamous rant, though. What did you make of all that?
He's a madman.
Slagged your club off.
He literally wanted to get fired.
Yeah, but that's a bit hardcore.
But I mean, but there's the pathetic thing with Tottenham, and I don't want to go on a Tottenham rant.
Yeah, let's do it. No, I want it.
But everyone knew when Conte got hired, everyone went, that's not going to last. He's not going to get on with the club. They're not going to give him money. Everyone predicted exactly what has happened.
It's not what you said on the show. You said they'd be title contenders. I've got receipts.
Yeah, well, that was then and this is now. Yeah,
this is hindsight. This is hindsight podcast.
Listen, we need to delete the old podcasts. They should expire after, you know, 30 days.
You were so bullish. You were just like, yeah, well, Conte's a winner. You know, he comes in and wins the league and then...
We break winners. Yeah. Mourinho couldn't win with Spurs. Conte couldn't win with Spurs.
I know, it's not good.
Who's next?
David Moyes.
He's going to come and win with Spurs.
Probably.
We need to hire someone pathetic. Bring Potter in. We'll take Potter. So Conte, yeah, he burned the house down and stormed out. Not unexpected.
Your man's back in charge again.
Who, Ryan Mason? Yeah. Mason and Stellini.
What's Ryan Mason doing?
What a little guy. Do you know what's interesting? I was listening to Ryan Mason on a different podcast. And he was talking about, you know, Conte, when Ryan Mason had his head injury, it was against Chelsea. Conte went to the hospital and actually, checked in with him, and that's why they have a little bit of relationships. It was interesting.
I did see that Conte, when flying back to Italy, was on a Ryanair flight.
Was he?
Seriously.
That's desperate to get home, isn't it?
That's like, can't wait for the PJ, the private jet. I can't wait for a first class flight. I've got to get out of London.
I want to get away from Spurs that much. I'll jump on a Ryanair flight.
He had his laptop out and he was sat on a Ryanair flight. I'm like, what? The guy just got paid out probably like 20 million quid and he's on a Ryanair flight.
Save the pennies. Imagine. Well, it's funny because you don't get paid. You know, he doesn't get a check for 20 quid as he walks out. You know, he's going to have to fight for that for years. Spurs are going to drip feed it to him forever. They're not going to write a check for 20
quid. Yeah, but it's not like he was short of a few quid before that he can't afford a proper flight.
100% he could afford a better flight, but he didn't get a check for 20 grand and thanks for coming. Like,
you've just said 20 quid, now you've just said 20 grand, and now you get to the real 20 mil.
But he's going to get like 1 million a year for the next 20 years.
Oh, poor him. And he'll have a new job by the end of the summer.
100%.
He'll be at Liverpool. Back at Chelsea, yeah. So that's Tottenham, new manager. Let's go through the managerial shake-up. Potter has finally been sacked.
I didn't think they were going to do it.
They had to.
Like, but why did they wait so long?
He won four games in 20.
Talk about bluffer.
What a fraud.
That's bad. I actually think he's a good manager. Did you know he might be the new Spurs manager.
It came out today that the players were calling him Harry. And where's Harry Potter from?
No way.
What's the school he went to?
Hogwarts.
Yeah, they were calling that behind his back. Oh, the disrespect.
That's so bad.
Do you think the players are ever going to respect you when they're all calling you fucking Hogwarts Harry behind your back?
Oi, I'm a wizard, Harry.
Oh, poor old Graham Potter.
That's bad, isn't it?
He was always punching over his skis. I said from the word go, he should never have left Brighton. Brighton is still flying.
No, he did it. He did the right thing because he had to take that job.
He had to take a shot, right?
It's so easy afterwards to say, I would never have got, you should have stayed at Brighton. No, you wouldn't. If Chelsea call you middle of the season and say, come manage us, we're in the Champions League, you go, brilliant. And then the owner says, we're going to back you with £1 billion, which they've spent close to, right? They've absolutely splashed money around like
and not signed a striker.
And then he's like, you know, I'm definitely in. But then think about the challenges, and just for a second, he was set up for failure. When you get that, he had no pre-season, he had no time to work with a team before he just went into games.
And then he had 10 new signings.
And a bunch of new signings that weren't his. So, like, it was important. I think he's actually a very good manager. I don't think anyone would have been successful in that environment.
Would you have him at Spurs?
I'm probably going to have to, aren't we? It's him, or maybe I'd quite like Jesse Marsh, just to like really round off the Spurs cycle.
Tuchel just took the Munich job, right?
Yeah, and he's doing really well straight off the bat.
Obviously. When he's at Bayern Munich, obviously you should win the league. Well, no one else is good in the league.
Nagelsmann's available.
We'd take him.
Do you reckon we can ruin him as well?
He'd definitely get ruined.
We'd just absolutely destroy him.
That's a tough one. There's not particularly many great managers around.
Nagelsmann is a very good manager.
He's going to end up at Spurs for sure, and you're going to be terrible.
You think he ends up at Spurs for sure?
Yeah, I think so.
No, that's
a sweaty little Spurs signing.
Well, he could also end up at Chelsea.
True.
Which, where do you want to go? Chelsea or Spurs? Chelsea as well.
Chelsea, definitely. It's not even a contest.
So we're getting Jesse Marsh. That's what I want. I'm going to start it.
You can't have Jesse Marsh.
It'd be amazing.
He belongs at, like, Colorado Rapids.
I just want to see a manager who just absolutely buzzes off of, like, mediocre play.
He was always going to get sacked the first day he was in charge, and they drew, I think, and he was giving it the fist bumps and banging his chest, and it was like, all right, you little Klopp fraud.
I want him at Spurs.
Get out of it.
I genuinely like him.
Only because he's American.
I think he's a good little manager.
He's a terrible manager.
No, you can have your opinion. You're welcome to your opinion.
Well, that's why I've got this podcast.
We'll agree to disagree.
No. Next sacking.
Who else?
Brendan Rodgers. Finally, he's been found out.
No, that's it. You know what's going to happen? He's definitely going to end up at Spurs. He's got Spurs written all over him.
That's the next Spurs manager.
The Spurs manager, Brendan Rodgers.
Because he can't go to Chelsea now.
No.
But he could go to Spurs.
Brilliant.
And he'll probably do well for the first two seasons.
Spurs go and hire a manager who's taking Leicester to the fucking bottom of the league.
Yeah.
Great.
They lost today as well against Aston Villa, who, by the way, are flying.
Yeah, they're on one. Beat Chelsea 2-0 the other day.
That's who you should have got, Unai Emery.
Good evening. I can't think seriously. Looks like Dracula a little bit, doesn't he?
He does look like Dracula. Yeah. Good manager, though.
Well, yeah, 100%.
So, we don't want to talk about any international football because I hate it.
No, I mean, obviously, Harry Kane's the new all-time leading goal scorer for England with 55,000 penalties.
55,000 penalties and no trophies to show for it.
Yeah, a bit of a problem.
Just a World Cup over-the-bar blaster.
Do you reckon...
Couldn't score when it counted.
Do you reckon Kane is the problem?
Yeah, he's the problem. He's going to end up at United winning the league next season, though.
Kane leaves Spurs. Spurs win the league.
No, they won't win the league.
And Kane gets injured right before the Euros.
Don't say that.
And England win the Euros.
Oh, maybe.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, because we have a player like that, is it just because everything has to go through him?
Unlucky little Kane.
United are going to sign him in the summer.
I'm going to turn on him.
Yeah, you'd hate him, aren't you?
You can't hate him. I can't believe he stayed this long.
No, he needs to move. If he seriously wants to fill his aspirations of winning something.
What, the Carabao Cup?
Wouldn't you take that? Weghorst has won it. Kane's never won a trophy at Weghorst. Weghorst
won it in 3 months.
He was there for a week.
That is dirty, isn't it?
Fred's got trophies.
Do you reckon if you're Kane and you're sitting at home and you're in a bit of a bad mood, and like, one of your mates just texts you a picture of like Fred with a trophy, you've got to be raging.
Definitely. Yeah, like that's... Harry Maguire Harry Maguire lifted the Carabao Cup.
Criminal. Didn't even play. Came on for 4 minutes.
But Harry Kane's never won anything.
Not even close.
He'll be at United next year.
So Brendan Rodgers out at Leicester, you're saying?
Yeah, so he's gone.
So there's a lot of openings right now.
There is a few openings, yeah. Who else was sacked recently? Hodgson's back at Palace.
That's mad. I told you Vieira was a bit of a fraudster.
Yeah, you did call that.
I knew it coming.
But that was biased, though.
Well, because he's a goonie, yeah.
They just couldn't score any goals.
Yeah, but they had to. Yeah, but
I know that's kind of the point of the game. But but they
fucking helps, didn't it?
They weren't playing terribly, but they were like clean sheets. FC, no goals ever.
They were, they were always competitive as well. Interesting.
Mm.
Like, it was weird, Hodgson. Can you imagine being on the training ground and they're like, lads, Patrick's in the bin. Nice. Who are you bringing in? Roy.
What? And then they beat Leicester 2-1 at the weekend.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
Rodgers out.
Yeah, Rodgers. I never thought he'd get fired. I thought he'd hang on for the whole season.
Yeah, because he wins another couple, then he loses four, then lingering he wins one. Yeah.
Swan, he's done all season. He beat Spurs 4-0 a couple months ago.
To be fair, it's time for Leicester to move on. He had a good run. He finished, won the FA Cup, I think, and he did well enough.
It's
time for a change.
Yeah.
He'll end up at Spurs, though.
And then Gerrard's going to go to Leicester.
That's not a bad shout.
No, it's a terrible shout.
Or Lampard.
Lamps.
Two absolute fucking frauds.
Bluffers.
Absolute frauds.
Mate, it's Bluffer Central today.
I know, they're going to end up with... They are going to end up... Steve Gerrard's the Roberto Martinez of club football. He just does an awful job and keeps getting better jobs. He'll be end up the Liverpool manager on Klopp walks away from Leicester after finishing 8th.
Wild.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Let's look at the past weekend anyway. City smashed Liverpool.
Was it 4-1?
4-1.
Battered them. And Liverpool took the lead.
And Haaland didn't score.
But Liverpool took the lead.
Yeah, 1-0. Mohamed Salah.
Scandalous.
Should
he keep his job?
I don't want to rake over it too much because we've talked about it a few times, but they drew today with Chelsea and they were poor today. I watched the game today. Do you think that... Well, answer your own question. Do you think Klopp needs to fuck off?
I don't think they'll do it because I don't know who they'd replace him with right now.
Steven Gerrard.
Oh my God. That would not be a good move, would it?
Get Brendan back.
Brendan back. Are you for managers returning to clubs?
Yeah, I love it.
Really?
Yeah, because when it goes tits up, it's really funny.
Like Spurs, everyone's saying bring Pochettino back, and I'm like, that could go really badly.
Yeah, it definitely goes bad. It's never good.
No.
It's never, ever good.
No.
Like, it's just not a good idea. You need to move on.
You don't date your ex.
No. Get over it and move on.
Mm.
Go back, you know, go and get someone new, fresh. You know.
Delete the number,
yeah.
You're gone.
Burn the boats.
Delete all the pictures off social media.
Mm.
Yep.
Elsewhere this weekend, Arsenal, Tom. Only 7 games to go, Tommy.
That's a wobble due. I'm telling you,
they've got a tough run.
It's a wobble coming. I've been saying it all year. until it's over, it's not over.
There's only a few games left.
Did you see Pep Guardiola's comments after the game?
No, what did he say?
He basically said that someone said, you know, do you think you can catch Arsenal? You know, we don't care about the league and we don't care about the cup. We only want to win the Champions League, which is absolute bullshit because if they win the next 2 games, they'll be top of the league.
Well, it's just mind games.
They'll be top of the league.
So the supercomputer, like AI thing, ran through it and has City winning it.
Really?
Yeah. For whatever that's worth.
AI is all powerful.
All powerful.
It's all powerful.
I believe everything.
I'm sticking my mortgage on that now.
Everything on City.
AI.
So they don't look to be slowing down, and Gabriel Jesus back with a bang.
They've got to play each other. When do they play each other? A couple of weeks.
So Arsenal's schedule's tough, right? So they go to Anfield on Sunday.
Come on, Kloppy, redeem yourself.
They go to West Ham on the following Sunday. Southampton at home. Then they've got City away and Chelsea at home. And then the last few, they've got to go to Newcastle, Brighton, Forest away, which could be a relegation scrap. Last game home at Wolves.
Proper hard.
It is a hard run.
That's not easy. And all it takes is a wobble.
But you think they had a wobble a few weeks ago, didn't they? They lost twice.
That was a stumble.
That was a stall.
That was a stub toe.
Yeah. But now they're coming for a proper Achilles cracker.
City got to take them to the knees.
So do you really think Arsenal are going to fuck it? They're 5 points clear.
Yes, they're going to fuck it. Convinced.
I think City will win the league.
Yeah, I think so.
This is Pep's zone. They know what they're doing.
Boom. They're on cruise control. They're going to go into games and set teams apart.
Like they just took Liverpool apart.
Also, this is wrong, but let's be honest. Everyone playing Arsenal wants to beat Arsenal right now to make them like to have that influence. Be the team that lost them. Like, we cost you the league. Like, if I'm going into a game and I'm bang average, I'm like, we can fuck their season up here, lads. Come on, that's something that's worth playing for. You know, I just think that they're going to get everyone. Like, they got lucky the other day against the Leeds game. They were 1-0 down, weren't they?
No, they weren't. Gabriel Jesus.
But they were getting battered, and they got a penalty against the run of play.
Mm.
And Leeds had chances. And I just don't think that they're there yet.
Still 1-4-1.
Well, yeah, but that was after they got the pen. Dirty little pen got my
but
gel.
But it doesn't matter.
Settled the nerves.
You've been saying that all season.
Yeah, I'm going to keep saying it until it's no longer.
All right, elsewhere, Brighton 3, Brentford 3. Two teams having a great season.
If you use the word barn burner, I'm going to slap you.
No barn burner.
It's your favourite word.
Ivan Toney scored again.
That's what he does. By the way, did he never get a suspension for making 400 bets?
I think he just has to pay a big fine.
What?
Or it might be coming. I think it's still
How's going, it still coming?
Still going through court.
It's wild.
Because they're trying to prove what were good and bad bets. So what was okay and what was not okay.
How does it take 6 months to decipher that?
You know, attorneys and fees and...
It doesn't work that way.
Nottingham Forest 1, Wolves 1. It's getting tight. It's getting tight and tasty at the bottom.
The tightest relegation battle of all time.
I think so. We'll talk about the actual standings in a moment, though. So let's talk about Sunday. It's a disappointing day. West Ham beat Southampton, but Newcastle beat Man United. A lacklustre Man United 2-0.
Yeah, like...
They looked a bit hungover and tired.
I think you mentioned that no Casemiro just is like having no heart.
Yeah, because you've got two scrappers in there. You've got McTominay and Sabitzer. They're just scrapping about the place. And you miss a bit of creativity, don't you?
That was interesting because obviously McTominay's coming back from a big week. He scored two against Spain, didn't he?
Hmm.
In midweek for Scotland to beat Spain. So he's probably gone out on the Raz celebrating that with the Scottish lads. So he's come back on a hangover.
Rashford was a ghost. He was
in New York last week with his girlfriend.
Weghorst wasn't very good.
Well, he's just not very good anyway.
No. Yeah, United were crap.
Yeah.
They were very lacklustre.
And Newcastle, I mean, the atmosphere at St James's Park was brilliant. I thought they played well. I don't think it was a great performance from either team.
I don't think so.
But Newcastle, big result. And it opens up that Champions League contest now massively.
Massive. And elsewhere in the Champions League contest, somehow, somewhere, Spurs are still in the conversation.
Well, barely. We're trying not to be.
1-1 draw with Everton.
How do you go 1-1 with Everton? We're 1-0 up. They get red card. We go 1-0 up. 89th minute, Lucas Moura decides to murder someone.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then we let bloody, Michael. Of all people, Michael Keane score a worldie.
Michael Keane.
I mean, is there anything more Spurs?
I forgot Michael Keane was even alive.
Just absolutely ridiculous.
Harry Kane got another pen.
Yeah, that's what he does. So, yeah, it was just pathetic from Tottenham. Right, that's why I never even mentioned United's loss to you on Sunday, because I was like, we'll lose to Everton tomorrow.
There's a load of mad results today as well.
Go on, I didn't know those games today, to be honest with
Brighton
you.
Brighton poured the misery on Bournemouth. They're back in trouble now, Bournemouth.
What was the score?
2-0.
Brilliant.
Leeds beat Forest 2-1.
That's a massive result for
Huge
Leeds.
Huge result.
Massive.
Yes. Yep, and they were 1-0 down as well. Jack Harrison, your boy Harrison's got one.
I'd like both those clubs to stay up, to be fair.
I don't care.
I like Cooper.
I don't care either way.
And Leeds are good to have in the Prem.
I'd rather have Leeds and Forest in the Prem than West Brom and Norwich.
Yes.
Even Burnley.
Yeah, or Bournemouth.
Or boring teams. Yeah,
don't want them in.
Stay away. Leicester 1, Aston Villa 2, which we just mentioned.
Yep.
And I told you I watched Chelsea. And Chelsea should have beat Liverpool pretty comfortably today.
Really?
They can't score goals. They had 3 one-on-one chances and hit them straight at the keeper.
They're not very good.
No, they need a striker. They spent a zillion pounds and
nothing.
Don't have a striker.
Well, absolutely no.
What else is on this week? We got Man United Brentford tomorrow, West Ham Newcastle is tomorrow, and then the weekend we've got a full rack of action, which we'll talk about next week.
Right.
Yeah, what else is going on in football? Did you see the Mexican referee need one? We've gone to book a player and he need him in the balls.
By accident?
Nope.
What?
Did it on purpose, he's been suspended.
To send himself off.
No,
how does that go down?
Yeah. Oh shit, sorry.
Oh god, he just knocked me out with a mic.
Knocked him with a mic. The guy was in his face, so we need him in the ball.
And then what happened? Game over?
He's going to be retroactively punished.
But what happened? Like, did the game restart?
Yeah, it continued.
With the same ref?
Yeah, he sent the guy off.
You're having a wind up.
Yeah, because no one saw it until after. We need the guy straight in the balls. Are you for that? Do you think that? Do you think that you should be able to? Refs should be able to stick up for themselves.
No, well, you know, you can stick up for yourself, but I don't think you need someone in the balls. I mean, that's just frowned upon in any walk of life.
Just reading it, Graham Potter was offered a job less than 24 hours after being sacked.
Spurs
begging. Has to be Spurs, right?
Yeah.
Wayne Rooney. I saw a bunch of really funny text screenshots. From Wayne Rooney asking for fights from Eddie Hearn.
Give me a fight, Eddie. No, he's not.
Wayne Rooney just loves a drink, doesn't he? So he's like, he's just causing chaos.
Just steaming in Washington, D.C. And he's picking Eddie Hearn. What? Who's he want to fight? Who's the lad that fights everyone at the moment? The brothers, Paul.
Oh, Jake Paul.
But is it Jake or is it Logan? They're both.
I think they're both. Yeah, they're both fighting for sure.
I'd love to see Rooney against one of them.
Hmm.
Be interesting.
I'd love to see
it. But it has to be a street fight.
Yeah,
can't be UFC.
Cage match.
Can't be UFC, but it's just street fight.
Why not UFC?
Just street fight.
All right.
Brilliant.
Okay, I think they should start making video games again, but it's like street fight, but with real people.
So you can play. So you could pick Rooney as a character.
I could pick Rooney, yeah.
Well, that's called Grand Theft Auto, but with, like, GTA with real life.
Yeah, Street Fighter.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Yeah.
I'd play that. I don't like video games, but I'd play that.
I was going to say, I've not played video game.
I want to play that in VR, in virtual reality.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that? I could pretend I'm Rain Rooney, just going, I'm boxing everyone's head in.
Oh, I could make some much worse jokes, but I won't.
Oh, about grannies?
Nope.
No. All right, don't touch it. Don't touch it. All right, you got anything else? We're keeping it short and sweet today, everyone, because Tom's so fucking busy.
Yeah, well, we'll just give you a little taste of what's to come.
Go on, then.
Well, that's it. This was the taste.
Oh, right. This was the taste. I thought you were about to...
This was a promo for our return.
Okay. So we'll see you in a month.
30 minutes long.
I'll see you in a month, so...
Who knows when we'll be back.
Can you maybe just start preparing a bit more?
I was prepared today.
Were you?
Watch a couple of games.
Watch a couple of games. You want a football podcast? Yeah, watch a couple of games.
Watch the highlights of United. Watch Hearts of Spurs.
You're a coach. You're supposed to bring analysis.
Am I?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
Not Premier League.
Well, what
nobody comes here for analysis.
Major League Soccer.
Know your audience.
Went to Phoenix Rising's ground on Saturday.
How was it?
It's decent.
I heard it was
big crowd.
In.
Yeah. But you know what's strange? They didn't ask for tickets.
I heard about it.
They just let people walk in.
By the way, that's got to be a massive safety issue.
Yeah, it's fucking... Absolutely.
I heard lines were backed up and they just went, all right, everyone in, which...
Through the worst metal detector ever that didn't work. So
plastic,
if you're listening,
plastic door.
Yeah, it was just some old geezer was just like, come on in. I was like, all right, mate, fucking hell. Yeah, that's a massive, massive safety problem.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, apart from that, I enjoyed myself.
You had a good time?
Quite like a safety concern. Yeah. Makes
Where
it
were
bit...
you, sports section?
No, I was in the... I was actually sat in front of the San Diego sports section.
Oh, you're giving them a bit?
Yeah, yeah.
When you were 2-0 up?
When they were 2-0 up, but then they equalised and they were throwing stuff at us.
You had to leave.
Yeah, but it was an interesting moment in time because I thought, all it takes here is one beer to be lobbed into that away end. All hell breaks loose.
Chaos.
It's very close to doing it.
That's a lot more civilised over here.
It's very civilised. Yeah. They were saying things like the insults coming down from the away section were like pretty cringing.
You guys suck. You guys suck.
Oh God, for fuck's sake! Like, can you throw like a chair at us or something? Dude, you're gonna do it. Do it properly.
Light a flare. Lob it down.
Light a flare and like storm the home end or something. All right. That's not good, is it?
Nah, it's not great.
It's better to be peaceful.
Yeah.
Alright, Healthy Obsession, this is the podcast that you've missed, that you didn't know you needed in your life, but it's filling a void of soccer.
I may have had enough, so turn it off.
Soccer knowledge. Yeah, that's it, that's enough, turn it off.
Brilliant.
Bye.